bringing bands like the Jazz Butcher in and then having local people open up for them, you know, and building music venues out of places like the Loft, which, you know, never hosted anything but hockey fans before. It was amazing. It was a real center. And then the music, if it was recorded, could get played on the station, which was huge to hear. You know, there was no pausing. There was no, I'll watch that later. You know, if you heard your friends, you started dialing the telephone like this. It's like, hey, they're playing your song, Drew, you know, click it on, you know. It was very exciting stuff.
Well, at the time, there was no other way to hear about music. I mean, maybe you had a couple reviews in the Ontarian, but other than that, if you lived in Guelph, Ontario, there was no other way to find about music. You know, Exclaim wasn't a thing yet. You might have found a copy of Music Express somewhere, or someone who going into Toronto might bring you a Now magazine. That'd be a great 30-page read. But there was no other way to know about it. So you talk about its influence on local bands. Well, yeah, that was the only way to hear new stuff, to find out about concerts going on, and really to be a hub of a community. I think it's hard to imagine now what it was like to be in an alternative radio station back then before the internet, when there were so few outlets for people's voices, when you could hardly hear music that wasn't mainstream. And suddenly you walked into that record library. And for me, I remember I started university when I was 17. I remember walking into that record library and it was like a portal to another world. Just all these records you could never afford to buy to find out what was on them, but all these bands you'd heard about. And then there's all these records in there next to the bands you've heard about that look like the bands you've heard about. And, you know, it really was just an amazing thing.
Do you remember the binder on the round table that told you where to go look on the shelf that was always got Crown marker all over it and coffee and, you know, cigarette stains? And I mean, yeah, there was no digitization of anything. So you were going through a huge record, collection, as Greg was saying. And then you're like, well, what the hell's this? There's a cool picture on here. We'll sit and listen to it. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah, it really was discovery, right? And you know, your favorite album, you would eyeball, you know, you kind of knew where it was, and but then you could kind of go around. So vinyl was useful that way. And another thing, actually, speaking of vinyl, the station put out a compilation of local bands just west of Something Big, which I think was Charles that came up with that title. And you know, some of the local bands were Maggot Fodder, the Weathermen, and there are others that I can't remember all the names, but yeah, so that was a lot of fun.